shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We have a WRAL weather alert day with a level one and two risk for severe storms across our area. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Plus, women and girls across the U.S. could soon walk into their local pharmacy and get birth control pills without having to go to the doctor. All new this morning, we walk you through what's happening today and what could be a historic move.
And we're expected to learn today about $275 million that will be used for park projects around Raleigh. Just one of the many topics we will talk about. I hope your Tuesday is a walk in the park. We get it started for you here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. It'll be an interesting walk in the park in that the topic that we want to talk about is the Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what we can expect.
We have that level one and two risk for severe storms. If you happen to be watching yesterday, the coverage of level two is just a little bit more. It's a little bit farther west today, including more of the area. I expect afternoon and evening thunderstorms, damaging winds, and the possibility of hail. It's not likely to be terribly widespread. We're talking about an isolated storm that could produce wind damage. We're starting this morning with some clearing. We had, a good bit of cloud cover yesterday, at least to start the day. We're starting mostly clear this morning with a few passing clouds. It really looks like a lovely day. It's going to be warm like it was yesterday. Around the middle of the afternoon, we start to see a few cells developing. You can see where those are between Rocky Mount and Durham and some of our northern counties. And then that slides eastward around 5 o'clock. Notice there's not a lot of coverage around the area at around 6 o'clock. It's fairly isolated, but still, any storms that do pop up have the potential to produce some wind damage. Again, not likely to be widespread. 67 as you're heading out the door under mostly clear skies with light winds. 68 in South Hills, 67 in Clinton, 68 Southern Pines. So it's another very warm morning like it was yesterday. A warm day today, too. We'll climb to 82 at lunchtime, into the upper 80s this afternoon, feeling like close to 90 degrees. But once today's front comes through with those thunderstorms, it looks completely different for tomorrow. I'll show you coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Parks all across the city of Raleigh are in line for major improvements. WRL's Naya Harden joins us live this morning with the updates we are expecting today about hundreds of millions of dollars worth of projects. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Well, one of the projects that's going to be being worked on is the Gibson Play Plaza, and they've already started on that here at Dix Park. That's expected to be complete in 2025. Today, City Council would get an update on where things stand on about 20 different projects and what the next steps are. City officials tell me all the projects remain on track. They say COVID and inflation have impacted them, but no plans have changed. Last year, $275 million was approved for a parks bond referendum. It's a mix of renovation for parks and greenways, as well as new construction. City Council will meet this afternoon at 4. We'll keep you updated. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Raleigh City staff will also share an update today on the status of more than $321 million in transportation projects. That funding was approved by Raleigh voters in three referendums between 2011 and 2017. The work aims to improve roads, sidewalks, and other facilities across the city.
Governor Roy Cooper is traveling across the state to drum up support for his effort to overturn a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. Cooper says he will host roundtable discussions to talk about the effects the bill will have on the state. The first is at noon today in Mecklenburg County. He plans to hold others in the coming days in New Hanover and Guilford counties. Mecklenburg and New Hanover counties are the homes of Republican lawmakers Cooper hopes to sway as he plans to veto the bill. He needs to get at least one Republican to uphold the veto in order for it to stand. The bill arrived on the governor's desk May 4th. He has 10 days to campaign for his cause before he issues his veto.
Women may soon be able to get birth control pills without a prescription. The FDA is meeting today to discuss next steps on what would become a historic move for millions of women. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning to explain why this expanded access would be groundbreaking. Laura.
Renee, good morning. For the first time ever, we could see women and young girls walk through the doors here at their local pharmacy and pick up a contraceptive pill right off the shelves. We're talking about the pill O-pill. That is what's under consideration right now. A two-day public meeting begins today, which is one of the last steps before a final FDA decision. And if approved, this would be the first contraceptive pill nationwide to be moved from behind the pharmacy counter and onto store shelves or online. Now, the company's application to sell the drug over the counter has raised some concerns from the FDA. The FDA cited problems with the reliability of some of the company's data on the drug and questioned whether women with certain other medical conditions would correctly opt out of taking it. Now, the agency also noted signs that study participants had trouble understanding labeling instructions. And regulators have also made note of reservations about a broad access to the drug, including whether younger teenagers will be able to correctly follow the directions. Now, at the end of the meeting, the FDA panel will vote on whether the potential risks or the benefits, rather, outweigh the potential risks of this drug. But a final decision will not come until this summer. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The man who shot and killed eight people at a Texas mall may have posted pictures of guns and ammunition on a Russian social media site. Investigators believe these are posts by Mauricio Garcia on a platform called Odnoklassniki. Along with weapons and ammunition, they also show a target used for shooting practice and a tactical vest with a patch reading RWDS. That stands for Right Wing Death Squad. Other posts express anger toward family and women, along with white supremacist theories. We're hours away from a high-stakes meeting that could impact the entire U.S. economy. Today, President Joe Biden will meet with top party leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. It comes as time ticks down for Congress to make a decision. The Biden administration says there is no plan B in place if Congress fails to act in time. Republicans and Democrats have been deadlocked on a solution for days now. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's reaching out to top CEOs in the U.S. to warn them of the catastrophic impact that could happen if the U.S. defaults on its debt. She says the default could happen as early as June 1st.
Garner police say they are working to get a wanted homicide suspect off the streets this morning. Officers say the suspect shot and killed a man on Kentucky Drive. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene Monday as forensic teams worked to find clues. Investigators say the shooting happened around 2 in the afternoon. Police say the person was found dead in the front yard, and as of right now, neither the person who was killed or the person who allegedly did this shooting have been, the names have been released.
A Fort Bragg soldier is facing charges this morning, accused of soliciting sex from a special needs child. Liberty police say Shiler Navas agreed to pay a family member for sexual activity with the minor and then traveled to Liberty on Saturday to engage in the illicit activity. He's currently being held in the Randolph County Jail on a $1 million bond.
Some top Republicans, including a former president, will be in North Carolina next month for the GOP convention. We've learned Donald Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis are all expected to visit. The convention will be held June 8th to the 11th in Greensboro.
The Carolina Hurricanes hit the ice tonight looking for a bounce back win in game 4 of their series with the New Jersey Devils. The Canes dropped game 3 on Sunday, losing 8-4. Coach Rod Brendamore said what's done is done and the team has to now find a way to win. Carolina still holds a 2-1 lead in the best of 7 series. Game 4 is in New Jersey. Puck drops at 7 tonight. WRL's Casey Hintz is also in New Jersey with the Canes. She'll have live reports from the Prudential Center before and after tonight's game.
Investigators released new details in a deadly migrant crash in Texas. What we are learning now about the suspect behind the wheel and his charges.
And it's National Fentanyl Awareness Day. What you can do to help save a life as new numbers shed a grim light on how this drug is killing more and more young people.
And we'll give you a live look outside. This is Durham, Bull City. Good morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking new updates on a storm as we issue a weather alert day.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and we are under a WREL weather alert day. The eastern part of the viewing area is under a level 2 risk, and the western part of the viewing area under a level 1 risk. So everybody's under that risk today. It's expanded just enough to cover a little bit more of the viewing area. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. These storms will be isolated. We're not going to see widespread severe storms, but one or two of these storms could produce some wind damage this afternoon. Right now it is 68 in Wilson, 67 in Durham, 70 degrees in Fayetteville, so it's a nice warm start for us again this morning. It is 64 in Irwin, 69 in Tarboro, 68 in Rocky Mount. So it feels really nice out there. Great morning to get out and walk the dog. Our skies are mostly clear, looking beautiful. We'll still stay nice and dry up through lunchtime. But again, around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the storms begin.
Classes will resume as normal today at a local high school following a bomb threat. The police department said Monday it was investigating a threat at Apex Friendship High School. WRL Sky 5 was over the school as students and teachers were evacuated. Authorities searched the campus but did not find a bomb. Students were allowed to leave early.
Protesters are calling for justice for a New York City man who died after being put in a chokehold on a subway train. They gathered for a rally last night for 30-year-old Jordan Neely. Police arrested several people during the rally. Neely died a week ago after authorities claimed he threatened passengers on a subway. One of the passengers put him in a chokehold that led to his death. Neely was homeless and was known to be struggling with mental illness. The New York Department of Homeless Services had him on a list of people with acute needs.
New details emerge in the crash that left 8 people dead outside a Texas migrant shelter. This morning, we know police have now charged the driver behind the wheel with several counts of manslaughter. Investigators say George Alvarez drove his vehicle into a group of people Sunday in Brownsville. They say he ran a stoplight, lost control, and flipped the vehicle. 10 others were hurt and are recovering. That man's bond is set at $3.6 million.
In a surprise move, Texas lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would raise the legal age to buy some guns. Yesterday's vote to move the bill out of committee came just hours before a deadline that would have stalled it. It would raise the purchase age for semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21. The move comes days after a mass shooting at a suburban Dallas mall that killed 8 people. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has previously spoken out against the bill. It's unclear when or if it will get a vote in the full Texas House.
Today, we want to pause and help raise awareness about a drug that's the leading cause of death in Americans under the age of 50. Fentanyl kills more people in this age group than heart disease, cancer, homicide, and suicide. As part of National Fentanyl Awareness Day, you can take part. Take a moment, spread the word, and help save a life. New numbers this morning shine a grim light on how this drug is overtaking our youth. The number of children and teenagers who died of an overdose increased 30-fold from 2013 to 2021. And that's according to a report in JAMA Pediatrics. The vast majority are teenagers from 15 to 19. Experts say those deaths are happening with recreational drug use. More than half of the 5,000 deaths over the last 20 years happened in the first 2 years of the pandemic. You can learn how fentanyl overdoses affect our local community in WRL's latest documentary, Crisis Next Door. You can watch it anytime on WRL.com or on the WRL documentary YouTube page.
Food trucks may be given more room to operate in Raleigh. City Council's Planning Commission will consider loosening some restrictions on food trucks during their meeting today. One proposed change would allow them to operate closer to existing restaurants. Another would increase the number of food trucks allowed in the same area at one time. You'll see some road work on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh starting tomorrow. Crews will close lanes from Harvey Street to Underwood Elementary. We first told you about this project in March. The city had to postpone work because some of the materials were the wrong size. They got it right this time. Work should last for 2 to 3 days. Heads up for drivers in Johnston County. The construction of a new roundabout will require a series of road closures. Work will begin on May 13th at Cornwallis Road and Josephine North Shiloh Roads near Clayton. You can see the weekend closure dates there on your screen, and there will be detours in place.
All new this morning, things are looking better for singer Lizzo and her tour. While you were sleeping, she posted this update to her Instagram story, saying she got some exercise and can finally swallow with extreme pain. Now, we told you yesterday that she was diagnosed with strep throat, forced her to cancel 2 recent shows. She ended her post saying, "It is looking very good, Baltimore. Lizzo is scheduled to perform there tonight, just one day before hitting the stage in Raleigh.
Fingers crossed she can still do that in Raleigh. Hope County parents, have you signed your kids up for sports? Registration is now open for volleyball, cheerleading, football, and soccer. The deadline is July 7th. You can find links on the Hope County Schools Facebook page.
It is a WRL Weather Alert Day today, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with kind of the details of where this is most likely to hit.
Yeah, and one thing that this could affect, especially as we get into the later part of the afternoon, is sports practices this afternoon and evening. We do have a level 2 risk here in our eastern counties, and it's a level 1 risk in our western counties. So storms could be stronger here with a better chance of wind damage, but this is going to be isolated. We're not going to see widespread severe storms for today, even in that area that's in the level 2 risk. Right now, we're looking at mostly clear skies. It's a pretty, pretty morning out there. We're going to see a lot of sunshine for the beginning of the day today. Once we get past lunchtime, we'll cloud up just a little bit. We'll start to see some storms developing right afternoon. So here's 2 o'clock with a few storms starting to pop up. This is all along a cold front that will be pushing across our area this evening, and these storms will pop up ahead of the front. You can see that band developing and sliding eastward at 4 o'clock between, say, Rocky Mount and Goldsboro. Notice here the western part of the viewing area, not a whole lot showing up there. Doesn't mean that we couldn't see some storms popping up in any part of the viewing area, but you can see the coverage is pretty limited, and a lot of that is along and east of I-95. By the time we get to sunset, it's pretty much over, and our skies begin to clear again. This is a good time to go ahead and download your WRL weather app. A lot of folks will be out and about during the afternoon and evening. Download the app. Make sure that you've turned on alerts. I love to turn on the one that tells you just even when rain is arriving in your viewing area. Turn on lightning. Turn on alerts for severe storms and tornadoes. And then when your phone alerts you, you want to turn on the TV, and we'll be live walking you through any severe storms that you need to know about. Right now, we're looking at very quiet conditions this morning, 67 degrees. Our temperatures climb to the 80s by lunchtime. Our dew point's at 61, so that's starting to get a little muggy. It's not like pure summer mugginess, but it's not, you know, it's not that crisp spring feel to the atmosphere. 88 today in Raleigh, 87 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville this afternoon. Warm afternoons in our forecast. Again, 88 for today. Now 76 tomorrow, and then we bounce to 80 again on Thursday and back into the upper 80s over the weekend. It's really going to feel nice for us Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to have a nice drop in our humidity. Temperatures will be running a little above normal. But here's that nice drop, 65 today. So that feels a little sticky. 50 and 53 on Wednesday and Thursday. Then it bounces up. Over the weekend, we're looking at that potential for some thunderstorms again. Our pollen forecast is still high for trees. It's moderate for grasses. You know, it's just that time of year. A sneak peek at Mother's Day, 87 degrees. It'll be warm. A chance of afternoon thunderstorms. We'll see that on Saturday as well. So both days over the weekend. And even Monday will bring us just a few isolated afternoon storms.
Elizabeth, thanks. An animal rescue team saved a stray dog from danger.
Yeah, by no means is the only dog that's had to fend for itself. We'll show you how a dedicated group stepped in to help.
Many animals, especially cats and dogs, are too often cast out to fend for themselves and at great risk.
Now, that was the case for 2 dogs last February left abandoned at Umstead Park near Highway 70 with tragic results. WRL's Dan Haggerty shows us how an animal rescue team stepped in to save the dog that survived.
Meet Fiona, the princess of Umstead.
She's very, very sweet. She's friendly with everybody.
Last February, near Umstead Park, rangers reported one dog was hit and killed by a car on the highway.
And then at a later time, this dog was also hit but survived.
Other park visitors posted snapshots of the dog on social media. Susan Kozel and other volunteers with Chatham Animal Rescue and Education jumped into action to find the dog they later named Fiona.
You know, a lot of things had to fall in place and happen to make this a success story.
Traps were set and food was laid out, where night vision cameras were placed. On a 27-degree night, Kozel piled straw into an old tree stump.
Yeah, I got her on camera that night, sneaking into the straw, making herself a little bed, and said, I'm warm and I'm safe.
The next day, she set up a grilling station to lure the dog in.
And I'm sitting there getting my food together, and she comes running towards me.
Fiona went past her car, into the woods, and into this trap. Tenderly, they confronted Fiona. She stopped running and began trusting. Her volunteer foster, Gretchen Hitchcock, says the dog's future is still uncertain.
So we're very thankful that the Johnson County Animal Protection League did step up and say they would take her.
That buys more time for Fiona to find a loving home. Dan Haggerty, WRAL News.
Hope Fiona's okay. Think of the worst thing you could possibly see at a bank, and you're probably thinking a robbery, right? Well, this video is going to have you think again. Check it out. You're looking at a car erupting in flames there outside a bank in Connecticut. The car owner says she was making a deposit and she noticed flames coming from under the hood. Moments later, the car exploded. No one was hurt, thankfully. The community is now coming together to help that woman get a new car.
Just thankful that she wasn't in the car when that happened. She was making the deposit, but very frightening to see your car go up in flames like that.
You know, come out seeing that. Amazing.
On stage now, Raleigh Little Theater's newest production teaches kids about racism and friendship. My Wonderful Birthday Suit runs at the Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater through May 21st. It features a cast of colorful, silly characters and a lovable bird named Bobo.
And one of the reasons that we chose My Wonderful Birthday Suit for this season is because we felt like kids really needed joy. They really deserve joy in this time.
Meet the actors by looking for this story on WRAL.com.
Straight ahead at 5, the updates we will get today that will impact how people in Raleigh get around the city.
Plus, a new twist in the death of Alex Murdoch's housekeeper. What he's now saying about the circumstances surrounding the fall that killed her.
The Carolina Hurricanes hoping for redemption tonight. We have a look ahead to Game 4 of their series with the New Jersey Devils.